Here's a few questions of music trivia that may stump most, if not all of you. Who kickstarted the country music industry in the 1920s, even before big names like Jimmie Rodgers and the Carter family? And why is this Texas musician buried in Bridgeport, Connecticut? WSHU's Davis Donovan went in search of answers.
The Prisoner's Song was just one of Vernon Dalhart's mega hits in the 1920s and one of the best-selling recordings of that era.
Oh, I wish I had someone to love me, someone to call me their own.
Country music historian Bill Malone says the song is also remembered for this.
There's that one verse, it's one of the most recognizable verses in American music. If I had the wings of an angel, over these prison walls I would fly. I would fly to the arms of my darling, and there I'd be willing to die.
And there I'd be willing to die.
Malone says at the time, most people outside the South had never heard this sound before.
You can't overemphasize the impact that Dalhart had on American music. He just revealed to the entertainment trade that the music he was doing had an appeal, that people wanted to hear it.
So, why don't more people know Vernon Dalhart's name, or his impact on American music, or for that matter, why he's buried in Connecticut? I started my search for answers with the Texas State Historical Association. Music historian Lori Jasinski told me Dalhart didn't start out singing this kind of music. His passion was opera.
He would study opera-type styles, and all the while, of course, in summers, he's going to West Texas and working on a ranch.
Dalhart wanted to pursue his dreams. He left Texas for New York, and he toured with some opera companies. And then he sang with various record labels, including Thomas Edison's. His career was doing okay. Then Jasinski says Dalhart came to Edison with an idea.
He persuades Thomas Edison to let him record basically a country song, or at that time they called them hillbilly tunes. These were tunes that he had heard during his days when he was ranching and heard cowboys singing them, old folk songs.
Like The Wreck of the Old 97.
They give him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Pete, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must putter in center on time.
When this song started to sell, Dalhart took it to the big label, Victor Records, and hillbilly music soon became the rage. He used his newfound wealth to buy a mansion in Mamaroneck, New York, and settled there. Meanwhile, record producers scoured the South to find singers with authentic country twangs. Historian Bill Malone says, on the other hand, Dalhart had this opera quality to his voice.
It was hard for Dalhart to compete with these new entertainers. Compared to them, he seemed artificial and stilted and a little bit condescending, perhaps.
Dalhart's record sales slowed. He lost a lot of money in the Depression. He sold his mansion and moved to Bridgeport around 1940. He worked as a night clerk in Bridgeport's Barnum Hotel and died less than a decade later, largely unknown. He's buried in Bridgeport's Mountain Grove Cemetery, but he's not easy to find. For one thing, Vernon Dalhart wasn't his real name.
Marion T. Slaughter, born 1883, died in 1948.
Local musician Nick Novia learned about Dalhart from a friend a few years ago at a bluegrass festival.
I went looking to a couple different cemeteries and I found him here.
Marion Slaughter took the stage name of Vernon Dalhart by slapping together the names of two small Texas towns. Nick Novia thinks about how many people pass by this stone and don't know who Marion Slaughter was.
Yeah, I think it's sad, but it's great that we know about it. And then we can share it with everyone else. And I can come here and sing a song that he made famous.
Oh, I wish I had someone to love me, someone to call me their own.
In 1981, Vernon Dalhart was finally recognized by the Country Music Hall of Fame as one of the first to introduce this genre to a national audience, and his greatest hit, The Prisoner's Song, has been covered by musicians from Johnny Cash to Loudon Wainwright III. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Now if I had wings like an angel over these prison walls, I would fly, and I'd fly to the arms of my poor darling.